وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi al-salam. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in one of his letters to one of his commanders, Malik al-Ashtar, he talks about human rights, and he wants Malik, obviously, to apply human rights to its last drop, if we can say that. Amongst the beautiful things that Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions to Malik that he wants him to apply in terms of human rights, he talks about open conferences with those who are poor and those who are in need, which means those who are oppressed and those who are in need, they have the right to be heard, which we see in a lot of systems and governments currently. Such voices are never heard because no one cares and no one gives them the opportunity. Where we see Amir al-Mu'mineen saying that should not happen. He says to him, meet the oppressed and the lowly, those who are obviously low in terms of status and in terms of wealth, periodically. So it's not a one-time thing. You need to see them either on a weekly basis, monthly basis. So there has to be constantly seen and spoken to so they can be heard, their concerns are heard, and their demands are met. In an open conference, obviously, it has to be done publicly where everyone can see that you are actually trying to provide for people. You are trying to meet the human rights aspect when it comes to them. You're not just doing it even because sometimes a ruler or a person in power, a person in authority, he might listen to those who are poor and he might come to their help. But because people don't know about it, they might accuse him for being an oppressor. So the Imam says, make sure it's done publicly. And he says to him, have a heart-to-heart talk with them. Because sometimes just listening is not going to do the trick. A person needs to have that soft, gentle love towards those whom he's talking to. Because sometimes we have all these people coming from government side to represent the government. They come with their cars and their bodyguards, and they could hardly talk to you, and they have this arrogance of pride, and you can't even say two words, and then they pretend that they have listened to your concerns, and then they leave. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, no, that's not going to work. First, see them on a regular basis. Talk to them heart to heart. And specifically, he says, make sure none of your armed guards or civil officers or police department members or intelligent members of the intelligence department are by your side. Because people sometimes, when they see that a person is in a parade of police and bodyguards, and no one can even approach that person, that makes them in fear, especially if they want to use, the intelligence department. People will fear for their life. So even if they have needs, they will keep quiet. They will not say nothing. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, make sure you come by yourself. You leave all these hooligans outside and talk to people one-to-one to ensure that their rights are met. Let us take a short break, and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he thinks, and no, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he tries to teach us and tell us the rights of people. One of their rights is for them to be heard. And being heard, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen, has adequates. It's not just listening. It has to be done in a simple and different manner than what we are used to currently. First, he says, make sure it's periodic, it's done constantly, heart to heart, gentle and soft talk, no police force and no guards whatsoever. And then he says, bear with composure any strong language which they may use. Dealing with people who are in need, I don't feel their pain. They know their own pain. So whatever pain I'm going through, no one can understand that. Only me. So sometimes when I speak with a person, when I have a problem and I want to express my problem, sometimes I use a strong language to express my concerns or my pain or my suffering. Now, the other person who's on the other side of the fence, he should be considerate of my language. He should not take it that I am trying to become abusive or I'm trying to become rude or annoying or what have you. Actually, on the contrary, he should say, you know what, that person obviously has a problem and he's talking from pain, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying to Malik, that is a right of the people for them to use and express themselves in a very strong language. And you have to bear with composure. You need to hold your anger. You need to be very calm, very relaxed. Even if they swear at you, even if they curse you, even if they do whatever they want to do in terms of language, you have to bear that in mind. And do not get annoyed if they cannot state their cause lucidly, because sometimes we have that problem also. The people have a problem. They just don't know how to express it or don't even know how to put it in words clearly, which makes the person who's listening annoyed. It's like, get to the point. I can't understand what you guys want from me. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying to him, don't get annoyed. You know, be open-minded. Be calm. This is also a right of people, right, to be heard and to be given enough time for them to express themselves. And he says to him, even so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for you his doors of blessings and reward, considering the fact that you give them that right. Whatever you can give them, give it without asking for anything in reward, and make it clear to them with the utmost love and respect to those people. It is their right. You're not doing them a favor. You are there to serve them. They have concerns. They have pain. They have suffering. Okay? So, and people are different. You might be educated. You might be well educated. You might be fluent in Arabic or, you know, talking and communication. People are not the same. So first, make sure you're composed. If they use any language, strong language, okay, that's not a problem. B, do not lose your composure. And also give them time to express themselves and be generous. If you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, not only he will give you the blessings of helping you out, but he will also give you the reward in this world and in the next. And this is exactly how precise Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam when it comes to the matter of human rights. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله